Hey, this is Eddie Green. Welcome to episode one of Selling People, Not a Process. I appreciate everybody that has been following the webinars, and now it's time to turn everything into a podcast. So as we stated, put your seat backs and tray tables in their upright position, and let's get ready for takeoff, because here we go. So the things we're going to talk about today are three things that we need to guarantee growth in your business for 2019. Some of these things are going to sound really canned. They're going to sound like they are going to be really simple solutions. But if you'll stick with it, you'll find out that as we get down to the real meat of everything that's going on, they're not as simple as they sound. So the first thing that we're going to talk about, you want to guarantee growth in your business for 2019, are definitely setting goals. Now, like I said, it sounds like a canned response. It sounds like it's going to be a very safe answer. It's everything that you hear and learn in Business 101. But in traveling all over the country, the one thing that I have noticed in assisting businesses with growth is that they will set goals, but the goals are unrealistic to the team that is supposed to go out and execute these goals. So you hear the old adage, how do you eat an elephant? Well, you eat that elephant one bite at a time. But a very wise friend of mine told me that I was missing a very important component about eating that elephant one bite at a time, and it is that you have to remember to chew that bite or you're going to choke. So if you end up with a really big bite and you forget to chew it, you try to swallow it, guess what? It's not going to go down. So let's put that into a realistic perspective. If you ask a sales rep, for example, that sold $100,000 last year, and you tell him that his goal is going to be $1 million this year because that's realistically where you would like them to be, that's all well and good. And he's probably, because he's a sales rep who has this kind of an alpha mentality, is going to tell you to your face, that's right, I'll go get it. He's going to sound all pumped up, or she's going to sound all pumped up. And guess what the conversation is going to be the minute that they walk out the door? When they get with their peers, the conversation is going to be, that guy's crazy. I cannot believe that he's asking me for a $900,000 increase over my last year's performance. There is no way I can do that. Well, guess who the burden of responsibility falls on for whether or not that person attains that goal? Is it the sales rep? Well, you've hired them for their talent. You trust them with their ability. It's their job to go out and perform, correct? Not correct. So the burden of responsibility falls upon leadership. If you can show this person how they can get to that $1 million in sales by breaking it down until it becomes something that is tangible to them, something believable to them, they'll go after that goal. So it's all well and good that you set goals, but then you have to take and plan a clear path of action on exactly how you're going to get there. So it's all in believability. So your team will go out. Salespeople are driven to go get a number. Less than 1% of the population, you could tell them, I need a $900,000 increase. They'll find a way to make it happen. But that's less than 1%. The majority of your people that you're dealing with have to have clear, concise direction on how they're going to go, how they're going to attain it. So continue to break them down until they're attainable to the people that you're wanting to go after them. Always remember, failure of your organization starts with the highest member. You have to ask yourself, have I provided them with all the tools, the motivation, the direction for their success? If your answer is no, then you're the first person that you need to look at on whether or not your team is going to actually be able to achieve these goals. Make sure you take extreme ownership of your business, your team, and its success. So the number two thing is going to be development. This is where the rubber meets the road. We all get caught up in the whirlwind, and we understand that we don't have time. Everything just starts spiraling out of control. You have these lofty goals. You have this great plan in place on how to get them. And then guess what? You rely on the talent to go deliver, but you don't provide them with any tools. You're not spending time with them, teaching them, mentoring them, ensuring that they have all the tools for their success. So let me give you an example. You want to go fishing. You go out, you go buy the greatest tackle box, you fill it with the most state-of-the-art lures, and guess what? It sits in the garage. How many fish do you think you're going to catch? I'm going to tell you exactly how many fish you're going to catch. You're not going to catch any. So what you need to do is you need to get that tackle box out. You need to throw every lure in there. You need to work the lure to perfection to make sure that you catch a fish and pull one into the boat. So development is key to the success. Salespeople want to learn. They want direction. They want peer-led trainings. They want to understand the things that they're doing right. More importantly, they want to understand the things that they're doing wrong because their pocketbook suffers. They are just as passionate about getting these sales as you are about them getting them. We understand that you have the most thing invested in your business as a leadership, but the one thing that you have to understand is that the salespeople want to achieve the number probably more than you do because their livelihood depends on it. So most sales reps and companies are failing because leadership has not provided them, again, with all the tools they need to be successful. The days of sink or swim have come and gone, regardless of talent level. The reason being is because the game has changed, selling has changed, people have changed. So you've got to make sure that regardless of the talent level that you've hired, you are in constant state of development, pushing and challenging them to learn more and more and more, giving them the ability to be a true student of the game. Strive to make your employees subject matter experts in their field. True students of the game. Development and follow-up are huge keys to your success. The last thing we're going to talk about is culture. To me, this is almost the most important thing that you can have in your organization. Guess who culture starts with? It starts with you. You should ask yourself every day one very important question. Every day, look yourself in the mirror and say, would I want to come to work for me? Do I provide the type of environment that I would want to work in every single day? Are you challenging and holding people accountable and executing, but are you motivating them? Are you finding ways to drill down and get the best out of your employees? Do you provide an environment that is conducive to success? A seemingly canned response, again, about culture, but it can be so impactful. Most businesses lack it. Ask yourself, like I said, would you want to work here? Do I provide a place to work that expects the best of everyone, rewards them for it, and uses failure as a teaching moment? People will break their necks for leaders they respect and admire and love coming to work in an environment that bleeds success. Ask yourself, are you that leader? Do you provide that culture? If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, hit me up at eddie@tierlevel.com, and I'll be happy to respond to anything that you have. I hope you have the greatest year that your company has ever seen. And remember, the three things to guarantee growth in your business for 2019 are goals, development, and culture. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.